A new survey released today said that Tampa scored the American public after last Sunday's smashing Super Bowl. The survey, produced by Competitive Edge Research, said that the city received a 6% positive bump after the game. John Neenstadt conducted the survey.
Statistically significant, it was also accompanied by a 2% drop in negative impressions. And again, taken together, those two moves were statistically significant. And it equates to about 18 million more U.S. adults now having an improved opinion of Tampa.
Neenstadt says that working in Tampa's favor was the play-by-play announcer for last week's game, NBC's Al Michaels.
He commented on, quote, good-looking downtown Tampa. He referred to the evening in Tampa as beautiful and gorgeous. Those are quotes. While shots of the waterfront and down and the downtown area were on the screen. If you recall, in the first conference call we had, I pointedly talked about how much they were going to talk about Tampa during the broadcast, with 13 mentions of Tampa. That came through in these numbers. What happened was Tampa was associated with the game and associated in a positive way, and that's probably the reason why you saw the significant bump.
Tampa's positive impressions were most dramatic from viewers in the Pacific and Mountain time zones. But as far as the halftime entertainment goes, though, the results were not so favorable. Bruce Springsteen performed for the first time in the Super Bowl in front of one of the largest televised audiences in American history. But the reviews from the public for the man known as the Boss weren't that positive. John Neenstadt listed the demographics not blown away by the 59-year-old rocker's performance.
25% said they did not watch during halftime, and viewership collapsed among those outside the Eastern time zone, the middle-aged, which are the 35 to 54-year-olds, and women. So there was a substantial drop, a 14% drop, in predicted viewership who thought they were going to watch and then actually did not watch the halftime show.
And Neenstadt says his survey results showed that Springsteen's appearance will not generate more sales from his new album called Working on a Dream.
Before the game, half of them were saying, well, I might buy it. I'm entertaining the possibility of purchasing the album. And when we got through with the second survey, we found that this opportunity to connect with these younger voters or younger watchers, viewers, did not materialize. 65% of those under the age of 36 now say they will not buy Springsteen's latest album.